a lot longer. So, but I definitely say, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, then you know that the team could use you, and you know, we're missing some people. So you want to pull your weight, you want to help the team win.
Charlie, where are you at as far as possibly on
close, really close. That's all I can.
How are you feeling as far as picking up the defense?
Oh, that's the mental part of it is fine. You know, just making sure I can last and hold up is probably the only thing we're dealing with right now. You know, but as far as the mental part, that's fine. Everybody's getting that down. We're a smart group of guys back there. So,
does your start like Morgan Burnett down? Hey, I'm next in line. What kind of goes through your mind?
Yeah, but more than that, you know, it's more unfortunate for the kid because he's a great kid and he's got off to a good start. And a lot of rookies can't come in and pick up the defense the way he did, and let alone have the confidence to play back there, you know, in the National Football League. So it was really, you know, my heart went out for him when I heard the news, you know, more than me being like, oh, this is my opportunity. You know, that I felt my opportunity would come in time, but more than anything, it was kind of sad. I felt for him because of the progress he was making as a football player, and he's such a great guy. You hate to see that for somebody like that.
But this is your best opportunities if you've been here as a Packer going where you're at right now?
I've been in this situation before when Atari went down, I think 2 years ago when I had to play for the Falcons. Play against the Falcons, but, you know, but that's the sport. People go down, the next person's got to step up and pull the weight, no drop off. So that's why they brought me back, and that's what I'm here for. Yeah, I did it. Technically, I actually kind of strained it in the Buffalo game towards the end, but it wasn't anything major, and I think that led to me kind of tweaking it in practice the week of the Bears game, which kind of set me back. But so that's that. What was it?
Yeah.
It was a punt going in. It was the one we couldn't down. I don't know if you remember. I think it was the last punt that we ever did. We couldn't down it inside the 20 right on the goal line. And I think more than anything, it might have been a fatigue, dehydration issue, I'm thinking, because, you know, when I started slowing down is when I kind of felt it. So,
just in space.
Yeah, just in space. So nothing major, just one of those nagging things, you know, if I push it too early, kind of takes a couple steps back. So, but I'll be ready to go soon.
Understand the concern for your teammates and so forth, don't want to get a job through injury and stuff, but on a personal note, this could be a real good chance for Charlie Pepper, couldn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, anytime, you know, you're out there on the field, you have to take advantage of it. It's a chance to show the league, you know, and, you know, everybody what you can do. So definitely. But more importantly, man, I just want to help the team win. You know, we got a goal that we want to accomplish, and I don't want to be the reason we don't accomplish that goal. So, you know, I want to be able to plug right in and pick up right where we left off.
Your ability to play in that attitude, Charlie. You think that's why they brought you back here? I mean, you can play clearly, but you do have a team attitude.
Maybe. You know, they haven't told me that, but, you know, I'm hoping so. I mean, the group of guys that they bring in here pretty much have that same attitude. You know, the whole team has got that character, you know, team first type of attitude. So, I mean, probably.
Did you feel you felt you faced long odds just to make it when you came back looking at the numbers, or how did you?
Yeah, when you looked at the numbers, it was that way, you know, but I just tried to focus on, you know, on me, you know, because you had Will Blackman who was here, who was a returner, and, you know, you thought for sure he would be here, you know, and he would take up a spot at safety, you know, but I tried not to focus on any of that and just stay straight line in my thoughts and just focus on making plays and getting better, helping the defense, helping the team. Oh, it definitely helped me a lot because I could come back and plug in right where I left off. And plus in Atlanta, it was almost, the schemes were somewhat similar, but they ran it out of a 4-3. Didn't do as much, you know, blitzing or anything like that. But, I mean, the scheme was somewhat similar, so it wasn't too difficult.
Joe, we jumped in. How are you health-wise? Do you think you can contribute this week? And given the situation, do you even push yourself harder to get out there?
Yeah, I'm close, you know. And like I said earlier, that's the frustrating part, you know. The opportunity to go in and help the team is right there, but I have to be smart. And, you know, I'm no use to the team if I can't go, so I'm not going to jump out there just because, you know, it's my time. If I can't go out there and play at 100%, I'm going to hurt the team. So, you know, I'm not going to go out there unless I'm 100% ready to go. Close, really close. Close, I'd say 98.3, close. I don't like to project because, you know, the things can turn around on you quick or, you know, but we'll see how the week plays out.
You're fairly certain you have time because it's always, yeah. If you through the first practice, and they tell us, well, we got to wait till the next day to see how it feels the next day.
Yeah, it's all, you know how that goes. Days are getting shorter, but I feel confident. I feel really confident where I'm at.